You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. All across America, more people are migrating to cities and more people are using public transportation. But the country's mass transit systems are definitely not prepared to handle the load. The Metro in Washington, D.C. abruptly shut down last week for repairs, stranding about 700,000 commuters. In Boston and New York, weather repair and maintenance issues have been closing subway stations and shutting down service. And for San Francisco Bay Area commuters like me, it's been a very tough couple of weeks. The subway up here is the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART, and it is melting down. Parts of the system have been shut down for more than a week. And this is just the latest BART snafu. People around here are used to feeling the pain.
They come in every day on BART back and forth, and it's just, I don't know, it's really hard to know when I'm going to get a train on time or not. Well, definitely the need is growing, absolutely. I think they may be in spirit, trying hard, I just haven't seen the results.
BART is working on the problems. They do know how bad things are. But upgrading 40-year-old subway lines is not trivial. I visited Grace Cronican, general manager of BART, at the system's offices in Oakland. So, Grace, give us a little bit, just take a minute to give us an overview of kind of what's been happening in the last few days. We can sort of start there.
Over the last few weeks, we've had two sets of problems out on the track. And we know we have a power surge of some kind, which when it occurs, it fries out a component of the train cars, making them disabled. We've lost in one incident around 40 cars, in another incident around 80 cars that get fried. We have to take it out of service because we have over 30-year-old cars, 40-year-old cars in many cases, and the parts have to be found and replaced.
And I assume that that would be problematic no matter what. Can you talk to us about how much BART ridership has increased?
We've increased our ridership over 100,000 over the last 5 years. It's like sardines in our cars. If you ride the train in the morning, you just know what the person next to you has had for breakfast or what their shampoo is because we're that close to each other.
And I assume the infrastructure hasn't kept up. I mean, it hasn't kept up anywhere in America with increasing ridership.
What's happened over the last few years is the Bay Area's economy has gotten to the point that it's on fire. I mean, it's just been popping. And the federal government dangled the promise of a long-term funding bill for the longest time and only recently passed it. But when they passed that bill, they didn't do anything to make up for inflation over the past. They didn't make anything up on the current inflation. In addition to that, over the past year, while the Bay Area's economy has been on fire, the funding from the state for BART alone has dropped $17 million. Hmm. We have a fantastic group of people maintaining these systems. They're highly skilled, they're highly educated, and they have stretched the life of these vehicles, they've stretched the life of the rails way beyond what it should have been extended. And now it's time to fix things.
What will that take to fix it?
So this November, the board is going to put on the ballot a measure that goes to the public that asks them for $3.5 billion to invest just in this rail system. Of that money, 90% of it is fix it first, and 10% of it is to address the overcrowding that we're suffering from.
And where else would the money come from if you're talking about a $10 billion need and a $3.5 billion bond measure? Where else? Is it federal funding and other state funding?
Yeah, over in the past, what we've done as a country is the feds have come up with some of the money, states have come up with the money, regions, local jurisdictions, local transit properties have come up with the funding. And you ask the question, what's going on nationally? And everyone has the same problem on their hands. They need to invest in the existing infrastructure. Some places don't have quite the growth demand that the Bay Area has on it, but they have infrastructure needs. If you look at Philadelphia and Chicago and New York and Atlanta, they all have the same problem we have.
And does that make it harder to get the federal funding or to at least figure out how to parcel it out?
Transportation is an investment in our future, and it needs to be viewed as an investment, not as a tax. It's a crime that we've had to tap into the budget to fund transportation. In the past, that always has been done by the gas tax, and we need to return to that. Congress should realize this is a problem.
How common is the BART story across the rest of America? Do you feel like this is a parallel story to a lot of transit infrastructures?
I do. The condition, not just of the transit structure, but of the roads and bridges, probably of the power system as well that's out there. As a country, we've had the opportunity over the last 20 years to invest in this system. the transportation system is what you're asking about now, and we haven't done it. The federal gas tax hasn't gone up since 1993. And internationally, we're competing with the world right now, and an investment in the infrastructure is an investment in a country's future, and I think we really need to get on it.
That's Grace Krunigan, General Manager of BART. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for your interest. Appreciate it.
Now, Grace told me that the fix-it plans for the San Francisco BART system would take between 10 and 30 years, and that has to happen before any expansion or new build-outs can happen.